Hornsby Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
It's Mutto and Margot. It was an interesting start to the show this morning. Slow start,
what
angry.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, Mutto was just a little bit tired and, you know, had a late night.
Oh, it's full of hate.
Yeah, that's
right. And you know why? You know what I overlooked in my hate-filled rant at the start of the show, which wasn't really all that hate-filled. I just said hate a lot.
Mm.
You know why I was full like that? Because I pulled in, I had no food, and I was hangry because I had no food at just after 3:30 this morning.
Should I have given you a Snickers, Mardo?
Well, perhaps satisfies me, but I was down at this 7-Eleven, you know, down here opposite the old Roma Street.
Oh, yeah, where all the ICs hang out.
On my bike. I wanted a Red Bull, and I wanted a big one. Eventually, I got it, but you pull up, and you go to a lot of trouble to pull off the road because I'm on my way to work. Come on, let's do some work.
Do some work.
Back in 15 minutes sign, ooh, roughly written on a piece of paper and just stuck to the window. No, because then the Gold Coast bakery guy, he was delivering loaves of bread, and we're standing there and he goes, oh, stupid question. He goes, when did the 15 minutes start? I go, hey, what do I know? What do
sometimes
I look like?
Sometimes they have a little clock and they move their hands around.
And that's exactly right. So
they
I was angry at that guy
anyway.
So you
didn't know whether you were waiting 12 minutes or 2 minutes or 7 minutes.
And I know they've got to take a dump occasionally, but 15 minutes, if you're a shopkeeper, you've got to get it in and out quicker than that. What's the length of time do you think you can close your shop if you're at 24-hour sites?
Well, I managed to take a dump and run in song break, so three minutes.
Yeah.
Tops.
Back in 3 minutes. Mm. I'll give you 5 minutes if you want to check a couple of messages. I'll give you 8 minutes if you're a smoker, okay? You can have a dump and a durry.
I can't believe I just said dump and run. My mum would be ashamed.
I know. Cheer up when gave away $5,000 to Adrian from Wilston. You hear that in this
catch-up
podcast.
I was cheering the rest of the day. Yeah, it was surprising.
And JC from Powderfinger on the way. This is the catch-up podcast. This is the Big Breakfast on Triple M.
Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the catch-up podcast on the Listener app. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get half-price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply.
Margot, I've had enough. You know, we say we've got COVID fatigue.
Yes.
We can't stand anymore. Every day at 10 o'clock they stand up. Now, listen, just to tell us, oh, it's a double donut day, you know, we've got no cases here, just to prove a point. I've had enough of politicians. Mm. Full stop. I don't care what colour, what persuasion they are. I have just had a gutful of them. Why don't they stand up when this is all, when we're through it all, and tell us how many people died of heart attack or dementia or stroke or cancer that day?
Mental health, suicide, depression,
all those people,
domestic violence.
What do they think they're saving yourself? Anyway, that's not the rant, because yesterday our health minister, I think she is, Yvette Dath,
yes,
got up there and had a bit of a crack going, because they're going, hold on, why aren't Queenslanders getting vaccinated? And she had a go.
The reason why you don't see really big long lines behind us is because we had a booking system.
No, it's because people go to work, love. That's why. Have the vaccines after work. I went past the one at South Bank last night at the convention centre. Mm-hmm. There's no one in there.
The hub. Or
the alleged hub.
The 3,000 people hub.
Yeah, anyway. All right. Because the vaccines have gone missing.
We're trying to find out where this 60,000 is from. There's no delays here. If there's 60,000 available, they can deliver it today if they want.
Our collection of people who stand up and say they're representing us as the Queensland government, do you know who Gary Larson is? He wrote the Far Side cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay. They look like a collection of creatures from the Far Side. You think about it. All right, but I'll push on because they're always fighting. Do they realise we're paying them to represent our best interests in whatever they do? All they're doing is fighting amongst themselves, the Liberals and Labor.
Make sure they've got the facts, because we're a little bit sick of the Morrison government coming out and attacking us on vaccines, attacking us on ADF personnel.
All right, did you see all this?
Yeah.
All right. Did you see
the one
happened?
I love the most is between Dan Andrews and Gladys Berejiklian. Oh, she's stealing all the vaccines.
Oh,
it's an egg and spoon race.
Oh,
she's trying to get to the front of the... I'm just like, my goodness, really? This is what we've come to?
So she's saying, you know, the federal government's going, oh, they won't let the ADF guys who saved all the people in Afghanistan back in Australia, if you've missed the story. And Eva Das going, no, it's not our fault. And she's going, she got onto the defence minister, who's the bloke member for Petrie, that Peter Dutton,
Peter
you know, the egg potato head bloke. Okay, so she's saying, I tried to get onto him.
I've put in a call to Peter Dutton. I wasn't able to get through. I've sent a text to Peter Dutton this morning asking him to call me. I have not heard from him.
Oh, he's ghosting her.
Apparently, until, and she even went, look, here's, and she showed the breast. She said, look, here's my.
She showed the text. She
showed the text saying, look what time I rang him and all the rest of it. So she was right up front.
When Peter Dutton tweeted back he had not had any contact, the health minister showed her phone records.
Peter Dutton at 8:19. Sent Peter Dutton a text at 8:21. Can he please call me? I've had no response.
Does he have his read receipts on? You know, when someone reads the message and it says underneath it, just says delivered or read 8:03.
Now, listen, what's happened? And they worked it out. Someone checked the phone. She didn't have the right phone number. She'd missed one. She had one digit wrong.
Oh, not the one digit wrong.
Hold on. Love, you're in charge. Anyway, I don't want to talk about incompetency.
You're in charge of the Queensland Health Minister and you can't get Peter Dutton's phone number right.
All right. But then you think, where the hell did all these text messages and phone calls, who was receiving them? Is it some bloke in a white ute with a black hat? I don't, it's a mystery until he pokes his head up and he goes, she was sending them to me.
I walk into the change rooms there, I've got 47 texts. Every one of those texts agreed with every fan out there.
That's right. He wasn't happy. Like, he's just been bundled out of the semis. You don't want to be sending him text messages. Dear Peter, let these people back into Australia. No, it's me. It's Ricky Stewart, he said.
Typical of Queensland Government. Queensland Government got back in touch with them at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And we needed all the protocols and the red tape we need to go through done by close of business.
He's done everything he could possibly do. And then she's hit back and, mates, these are outrageous, some of the claims she's made about the Raiders.
They had travelled illegally through back roads to get into Queensland.
Incredible. We haven't heard the last of this.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
And for top odds on sports and race betting, there's only one place to bet, and that's topsport.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
The GOAT. We throw that term around in sport, but the greatest sprinter of all time. I reckon maybe the greatest athlete. Usain Bolt.
Oh, yeah.
Won gold medals. Oh, jeez. 100, 200, the 4x100 metre at three different Olympics. Incredible.
Fastest man in the world, yeah?
Still the fastest man in the world ever. Incredible. And you go, what do you do next?
What
and
does he do? He went and played soccer for a little bit, didn't he?
Had Central Coast Mariners. That didn't go all that well. You've got to kick the ball. It doesn't matter about fast. You also got to kick.
But it's remember, hard to top, isn't it?
Fastest remember man after in the all world. The Olympics, he used to, and even when he'd come down here, he'd always go to nightclubs and he'd take over the bloody DJ. Mm. He'd go, oh, spinning a few discs. Here's Usain Bolt. Whoa. And he'd just do the silly lightning
Don't
bolt.
Don't tell me DJ Bolt is in the house.
Yes, he is. Listen to this. The Jamaican, one of the world's most flamboyant sportsmen, has released his debut album,
what?
Country Utes, spelled Y-U-T-E-S. And it either means young people or hopeless people.
Country,
as in the word country, Utes. Y-U-T-E-S. Oh, so not our Utes. It's, you know, he's so Jamaican.
Is he Jamaican? So is it a country album that he's released?
No, a collection of dance hall, I don't even know what that means, and reggae. The album is already number one in the iTunes reggae chart.
What?
I don't know how choked up the reggae
is
chart
he competing is. With? Is that like us competing for the grand final to be here in Brisbane? There's nobody else in the race?
Listen to this. Ambitious. it wasn't always the plan, but music was always a part of my life. But now, people like this, if you're good at athletics and all the rest of it, you have, you know, have drive
other
to achieve another. He's aiming for the highest top of tops for a Grammy.
Oh my God.
Doesn't get any better than that. Now listen, word of caution. Well, let's have a listen to it.
She loves the city life. Just don't want to be everywhere. With the rocks, bowlers and high rollers.
Yeah, okay. Not for me, but I'm sure there's some kids in the back of a car somewhere going, gee, I love that. Can we download it?
They probably already heard it, Marta. They've got it on their Spotify.
Gee, willikers. So now, listen, Australia's littered with sports stars who went on to music careers. I think we all know, but they played proper music like Tommy Rodonigan.
I'm not a bloody greenie or drive a chick's car. From the western suburbs, I'm pure working class. So
that's music, Marto. That is art. Yeah, a bit of swearing in there. Good on you, Tommy. Can somebody get this to Usain Bolt? I haven't got his number, but can someone tell him that's how you sing a song? Or if you're Shane Lee and you're trying to curry favour with
Bollywood.
The Indians, yeah, you do a bit of Bollywood work.
I know I'm different, I'm not from India, I'm just another guy.
That's music.
Oh, my goodness.
Usain Bolt. He should go to India and do a few Bollywood action because they love Jamaicans. They love West Indians in India.
Mm.
See, have a look at that. What about Warwick Capper when he went, this is the stuff.
Yeah, talk to our music director. We're going to be playing this.
I see you listening to that, Bardo.
It's been a funny old morning. We had people speaking Argentinian about half an hour ago. Oh, yes, you're still on Triple M, and to prove it, don't forget this band, okay? Oh, a lot of people call them the Australian Beatles after they had successful rugby league careers.
Not the Beatles.
No,
like the real
Australian Beatles.
The Redcliffe Beatles.
The Ipswich Connection. The greatest Australian sports band of all time. Take note, Usain Bolt, that's how it's done.
It's 13 past 8. This is Triple M. Do you mind if we talk to JC from Powderfinger?
Don't talk over the
song. Sorry, music artist.
Can we speak to someone who really sings?
Yes, we've got Powderfinger up next. JC, our very close friend of the show. Do you have a... stop talking.
The Big Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30. On Triple M.
I know we see sport, you know, underway and all that sort of thing. Everyone goes, oh, life's almost back to normal. Well, it's not if you're a live musician trying to struggle and all the people that are associated with that industry. And I love the fact that these legends of music have come together trying to bring back live performances in Australia via an incredible campaign, Margot. What's it called?
Vax the Nation, Marto.
It was announced and there was a Powderfinger song.
My Happiness.
Played to advertise it. It's a great idea and it's about bloody time. Because you think about it. You get these youngsters. It's all right, 2 years of COVID out of an 80-year-old life is maybe nothing, but 2 years out of a 20-year-old life, that is 10%. This has gone on far too long without any of these youngsters having fun. Actually, to talk about it, we got JC from Powderfinger. Hello, mate.
Yeah, Marto. Hi, Margot. How are you guys?
All right. Who drove this? Where did it come from?
Russell Howcroft from the Gruen Transfer. I think he came up with it with the industry, like the Live Nation, Frontier and Mushroom Group, and Paul from Secret Sound. So they came up with the concept that we've got to do something ourselves. It's not run by the government. It's an industry campaign. Yeah, and the idea is to get those who want to go to gigs, who want to have fun again, who want to dance and dance together at festivals and shows, go and get vaccinated if you want to do that. This is not trying to turn people anti-vaxxers into vaccinated people. This is about having fun and getting the industry going again because it's been too long.
Guy Sebastian, who threw his weight behind this campaign, Vax the Nation, he's been absolutely taken to town in the media over the last 24 hours, and I feel really sorry for him. I saw his apology. Do you feel bad for him? I know this is a heavily pro-vax messaging, but, you know, musicians, is this their responsibility?
For me, it is sort of a yes, it is, and no, but I think it's up to the individual. Like, yeah. Guy's a solo artist, so... He's entitled to his opinion, and not every musician has to put their weight behind something because the industry thinks it's the best way to go. I mean, the National Cabinet's given us 80% target before we can get back to some sort of normality in our touring. We didn't make those rules up. That's what National Cabinet came up. So we're just following those guidelines, trying to get there as fast as we can so we can have fun this year or next year and get back to festivals, hugging each other and having the time. So I feel for Guy going back to that.
Yeah.
But he's entitled to his opinion. He doesn't have to put his hand up if he doesn't want.
How hard has it been for you guys watching sport go ahead, full capacity crowds at Suncorp, at the Gabba? I mean, 79,000 jobs were lost during the pandemic in the music industry and $23.6 billion of economic output lost.
Tell him about
how hard was it for you watching sport get exemptions and made allowances for?
Marto, you guys know I love sport. Yeah, it was very hard though, Margot, because I thought there was a big inconsistent ruling between the venues and the music industry and the sporting, and especially when you can bring people in over the border. We've applied for exemptions with the Queensland Health and haven't been given one. We're trying to get these shows. Splendor's been cancelled 3 times now. You know, there's a lot of energy goes into that workload too as well. It's not just financial.
Have you or anyone else at the head of this vaccination gotten in front of anyone from the government and gone, what are you trying to achieve? It's impossible to get to zero COVID?
Look, I haven't gone there. I'm not sure if the people, the heads of state, I'll call it for Alliance, have. But as I said, Marta, it's about what the federal government said. You know, so if we get to 80%, at least we can start having conversations. At the moment, we don't, we're stuck where we were last year in December.
Are there many gigs going ahead here in Brizzy at the moment? I went to one in the Valley on Friday night. Local band Shepherd performed.
Was at the Tivoli. Whereas
there much
JC,
happening? You guys are at the Trifford. What are you guys doing down there at the Trifford?
Oh, a lot of local stuff, Margo. Yeah. You know, a lot of Queensland. I mean, obviously it has to be local because we can't get any acts in. A lot of local stuff, which is good for the Trifford. I mean, the Fortitude's probably a bit harder because there's not a lot of local
it's big.
Bands that can sort of fill. I mean, we're still running at 30% in both venues, so that's tough as well. But the border closures are really, really, we lost every show. We didn't have a show in August and half of July, so jeez, in the 42. But we had 30 shows booked. We lost every one of them.
Mate, I hope it goes all right, JC.
Thanks, Marto and Margo. Really appreciate your time on the radio today to talk about it.
So all the best.
Thanks again, guys.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
It's hardly breaking news last night, and Dobbo just talked about it there in the sports news, is the grand finals coming to Suncorp Stadium. What an amazing...
I didn't even realise
we were in the running for it. How good, like, the Olympics, the AFL grand final last year. We are becoming... You remember the Olympics a few weeks ago?
The winner is...
Okay, well, that was our spin on it. We are the best at winning one-horse races. We go, Rotto, are you ready?
Oh, Marto, let's go. Come on. They were talking about maybe New Zealand hosting it.
Oh, garbage.
Then it was Melbourne were going to host it. Maybe WA might host it. No. It's never going to happen.
Finally, the headline in the Courier Mail, finally getting the game we deserve. Mm. Okay. Well, why did it cost us five? Why did we have to pay if the NRL
paid for it?
We paid five. We've paid them five.
Where were they going to go?
Where were they going to go? I know they're going to Mackay next week, but could you remember? Could you imagine Rockhampton or Mackay hosting the grand final? No, it was only ever going one place. So why do we have to give them $5 million? I don't get it. Huh. What else were they going to do? Go to New Zealand? Would have cost them $3 or $4 million to go over there. And as for, I understand generally, like I understand this, you know, premium sports events bring money in. That's why City's bid for the Bledisloe Cup. That's why City's bid for the State
Olympic
of Origin.
Games or Commonwealth Games.
That's why you do it, because all these, you remember visitors? All these visitors come into your city and splash the cash on taxis, on meals, on drinks and bars, and that's how the money gets spread out. But right now...
Our borders are closed.
Yeah, that's right.
So we can't welcome anybody
in. And we're not going to be welcoming New South Wales, which is normally, you know, because there'll be a New South Wales team and probably a Melbourne team. They're not going to be coming up here for the grand final, so... It's going to be us, and we don't spend. If you don't leave your city, you don't spend as much. Do you know, like the Sydney Olympics, the Rugby World Cup in 2003 made many more times more money than the Olympics, because the Olympics was a sandwiches and thermos of hot tea Olympics, whereas the Rugby World Cup, this is what people, when people come from elsewhere, they spend money. When people just from the city go... $5 million we paid to win a one-horse race, eh?
But we've got it.
Yeah!
It's going to be here at Suncorp, and we're going to jump on the bandwagon one of the teams that is in the finals, because we don't have a Brisbane team in there.
Oh, stop that talk, the Titans.
Are you jumping on board the Titans or the Melbourne Storm?
But anyone we can grab hold of, we'll ride them all the way to our grand final.
This is Triple M.
Marto, it would be remiss of us not to acknowledge one of our favourite pastimes, and that is this. When did your
truck get stuck? Oh, we got one.
Because yesterday a truck became stuck under a rail bridge on Logan Road in Woolloongabba, and it caused all sorts of chaos. I'm not sure what the height requirement was, but he missed it by that much.
And that's
Marto.
Anyway, we don't want to get bogged down.
3.6 metres was the clearance.
3.6, so he was just
and
over.
And he literally, or maybe like by an inch, missed it. And we've all been familiar with it. I mean, I've told many a stories of getting my Land Cruiser with the cage on top, stuck under shopping centres, stuck
the
here at work.
Let the tyres down and limp out of there.
Even in my own garage at home, I've taken the roller door off.
Oh, I forgot I had the roof racks on.
I
didn't realise I had a kayak on top of my roof. I didn't realise I had a bike. How many bikes have been taken out on carports?
Tradies with ladders on the roof. 1-3-3-5-3. You know the deal. But if you've forgotten, this is how it goes normally.
One of those big A-class motorhomes, big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the two air conditioners and the solar panels and the roof hatches. He went underneath a bridge, peeled all that off, and then he was towing his little car behind.
Oh,
and
no.
Dropped them all on the bonnet of the car.
Oh, no. Oh.
Doing a delivery, did a U-turn in the street, went on to the footpath, like it was just grass, had been raining, and I bogged my truck. Oh. Like half my wheels were in the ground. When did
your truck get stuck? Now, I didn't realise she lowered rather than hitting the top.
In the bog.
We'll take any trucks getting stuck. We'll take utes getting stuck. We'll even take... When did your van get
stuck? Yeah. Oh, man.
There's some high vans out there too that scrape their lid on things. So if you've ever hit the top, the bottom, anything, if you've ever been stuck and had to be rescued, give us a hoy, 133353 or the burner phone.
0484 10 1045. When did your
truck get stuck? Especially Dobby and other idiots.
By the way, $100 to spend at C&L Tools in Banyo. Give us a call. It's 133353. The Big Breakfast to Triple M, Marto and Margo.
Brad from Wynnum. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Was yeah, good.
You or someone else, Brad?
It was me. I was driving a truck when I was picking up scaffolding off job site one site, and I went to deliver some scaffold, and not knowing how soft the ground was, I reversed in on the site and sunk the truck to the axles.
Oh, that's not your fault, is it?
Oh, it kind of was. I should have got out and had a look at it first, but
it's good accountability taking, Brad. I like that.
No, but those idiots who hit, you know, bridges and stuff, you would have known how high you were, wouldn't you, Brad? You're a pro.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't call it a pro, but, you know, I got experience.
Doesn't it tell you on the inside of the door? Is there like a placard or something that says your height is this? Don't go under bridges.
Actually, we should ask that. How do you find out how high you are? Have you got to get out with a tape and measure, or does someone you already know?
Most of the trucks that you know, if you're driving a truck these days, most of the trucks have got a sticker on the inside of the windscreen telling you how high you are and how wide you are as well.
Okay, the day you sunk and got stuck, did everyone come off the building site and laugh at you?
There was one bloke there that stood there and said, "Oh, well, mate, you're in a bit of a pickle, aren't you?"
That was helpful, I'm sure, Brad, wasn't it, in that moment?
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, thank you, Brad. Nice work, son.
Matthew from Redcliffe, good morning.
Morning, how are we?
Yeah, good, mate. We're doing this. When did your
truck get stuck? What happened?
Oh, well, luckily it wasn't me. It was one of my workmates that I was with. I'll give him a shout out to Pistol Pete if he's listening.
Pistol Pete, what has he done?
He'll appreciate this.
Oh, he will, because he decided to have a couple beers one night and then decided to go through the Macca's drive-thru in a big back truck.
Oh, dear.
How
big?
How big?
Well, big enough for him to get to the first beam. It pretty much tore half of the top of the drive-thru off, and then two other guys had to come out and help try cutting off all the metal that was stuck all wrapped through his back truck.
Oh no. Did he end up getting his order in the end? What did he...
Yeah, well, he ended up just walking through while the other boys ended up...
doing all the work. Oh, that's fine.
And just sat in the gutter and ate it and watched them.
That'll do me. That'll do me. Can we get better...
I bought him a frozen Coke or something for their troubles.
No. Well, you have the Pistol Pete to thank, Matthew, because you're getting a $100 C&L Tool voucher.
We've got a few things for you.
Awesome.
$100 from C&L Tool, Banyo, and we'll send you, if you've got some kids or family, Circus Rio Carnival and Caboolture.
Oh, nice.
CircusRio.com. Awesome. Congratulations. Corey's going around the house. Stock is Margo's busy parking orders.
Time for At Home with the Parkers. Yeah. Oh, Marto, there's nothing better than being woken up in the middle of the night, whether it be by a baby, whether it be by your husband snoring. But ours this morning, and I say ours because Corey and I both woke to our son, Jagger, who is 7, beside our bed at 1:45 a.m. this morning. And
quarter to 2.
Sometimes he comes in.
Do they just look at you?
Because he's had a nightmare.
Doesn't that freak you out? They wake you up, or do they just stand there waiting for you, looking at you?
Well, he just stood there looking at us.
Yeah, that's weird.
And it woke Corey up first and then me, and he was standing there fully dressed in his school uniform.
Oh, that's
shoes,
great.
Socks, shirt, shorts,
ready to go.
And all ready to go.
That's unreal.
And Corey said to him, "Geez, mate, it's a bit early for that, but good on you for getting yourself dressed, you know. You reckon you could do that again in about 5 or 6 hours?
Oh, you don't waste it. You go back to bed in your uniform.
Well,
Did you wake him up? Was he obviously sleepwalking?
Well, sometimes he or Wiley sleepwalk. They've ended up in the lounge room watching TV, but not really awake. Oh, and, hey, mate, what are you doing up, you know? But, you know, he was standing there. He's like, "I'm ready to go to school." And we're like, "No, it's still dark outside. It's bedtime. Mummy's got to be up in 2 hours. Go back to bed." So I text Corey this morning and I said, you know, what ended up happening, because Corey shuffled him off down the hallway and put him back to bed. I said, "Did you put him back in his jammies?" He said, "No, full uniform."
Oh, God, yeah. With shoes on.
His shirt's going to be crushed. He's like, "No, it won't." And so he went to bed, full uniform, shoes, socks and all. And he said to me, "Oh, you didn't really wake up." And I said, "Well, I'm used to a strange person standing beside my bed at 1:45 in the morning, except it's normally you and you're not fully clothed." Stockers, Parker parking orders, that was At Home with the Parkers. Yeah.
God, we've been talking in the news about league, etc., but the rugby, this is the centre of the world for rugby over the next 4 weeks or so.
Marto, if my husband was to say a bucket list item would be to go and see the Rugby World Cup somewhere in the world, would this be the place to see it?
Hey,
if you can't travel.
The Rugby World Cup, they never have two games even at the same venues. They'll have two games on in the one afternoon during the Rugby World Cup, which goes for 6 weeks every 4 years. They'll have two games on, but they're at different stadiums. This is the first time I've ever seen this happen. Four of the top six teams in the world are playing at Seabass down the coast on Sunday.
The back door. It's just there.
So we're going, hey, anyone want to come? And, geez, we were swamped by. We wanted to get one of each. It's like a weird Noah's Ark. It's one New Zealander, one South African, one Australian, and one Argentinian. And so far we've got the Kiwi, and we got that via the Harker. Have you got him?
Yeah.
Carindale.
And then we had, what was his name?
Brett from Carina.
Brett from Carina. He was the best South African. So they're both locked in. And today, it's going to be a hard ask because I don't think we are the Argentinian network.
Oh, yeah, I think we are.
What, you reckon?
Yeah, because we play Argentinian music occasionally.
We like barbecuing, which Argentinians love. And Argentina, if everyone's been there, it's very similar to Australia, but they speak Spanish because Christopher Columbus got there first. What are you doing?
I'm doing the salsa.
You know, you look like you're from Hawaii or something. Stop that. What we're looking for is an Argentina. Hola. I don't speak much Spanish.
Me speak Española.
Actually, if you're a Brazilian and you haven't gone home,
we wouldn't know.
We don't know the difference between Portuguese and Spanish.
Maybe they hung around after the Commonwealth Games, perhaps, Marto.
Unfortunately, Argentina.
They're not in the Commonwealth
Games. They had a big fight, it's called the Falklands, a number of years ago, and they said, we hate the English. So that rules.
Apologies.
Come on, stay rock solid here. If you speak Spanish, you'll get away with this. So any of our listeners, you're a chance. If you're from Mexico, if you're from Spain, if you're from Guatemala, just say, what they do say, the Argentinian rugby fans, is Puma, Puma, the whole bloody game. And they just do dancing. What's dancing? I like the Veronicas. What do you call that? Pogoing.
Sure. They love a pogo. Jumping up and down, like moshing.
That won't help you this morning. We're pleading.
If Jesus. You're
Argentinian
rugby.
Yeah,
this is going to be the tough one.
This is Struggle Street. We're scraping the barrel here. 1-3-3-5-3.
An Aussie with an accent. You can
Have a go. If you sound like Manuel from Fawlty Towers, you'll probably win the ticket.
We're
to
willing
go down.
To take fake Argentinians.
You get to see the All Blacks play, fake South Africa, the Wallabies.
1-3-3-5-3, and you will be staying at the
If your
Star.
Name's Robert, just be Roberto. Hey, hola.
All right, get on the phone now. We're
this
looking
isn't
for
work,
an Argentinian. Or close enough.
What's Dora? She's Spanish.
Yeah, she'll do. If Dora the Explorer rings. Backpack.
I've been doing some Googling, Marto.
What do you got?
The population of 45,809,000. But I found this. It's the call out for the Argentinians.
What do you got? Their national anthem. Oh, standing up, sorry. Okay, it's probably enough.
Wait for it. The beat's gonna drop.
Da, 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 da.
Oh no, it's very slow.
Okay, it takes about 20 seconds to change. Can you pull it down while we perhaps? I think we've got an Argentinian on the line. Clay in the background. That's nice. Very amateurish effort from you.
Hold on.
We're on here. Justinino, is that Justinino from West End?
Oh, Justinino. Yeah.
Justinino.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo están ustedes? Me llamo Justin.
Sí, muy bien.
Catalina.
Wow.
Oh, that's Italian.
Oh.
now, can you speak English?
Yeah, mate.
Oh.
Hang on.
Did you do Spanish in high school, Justin?
No, I did in primary school, about 2 years.
Well, the good thing is you're sitting in the clubhouse right now as our most Argentinian. Where were you born in, Brizzy?
Oh, I was born in Emerald, Central Queensland. Oh,
that's so Argentinian of you. All right, stand by.
Can you count to 10? Can you count to 10 at least?
Oh, no, dos, tres,
no, not
cuatro,
yet, not
cinco,
yet. We're going to come back to you.
Watch your.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
No,
he's ready.
He's the real thing.
He's the real deal.
His name might just be Justin, I think.
Are there words to the national anthem?
No.
Maybe we should get them. It's just all just instrumental.
Just turn it up again. Still in the boring bit. That's 2 minutes in.
Wow, that's a lot.
All right, turn it down again. Cecilia from Augustine Heights. Hola, Cecilia.
Hola.
Where are you from Argentina?
Cordoba.
Oh, Cordoba. One of the real, it's a country town. It's like, let's say,
Ipswich.
Toowoomba.
Oh.
No, it's fairly big, Cordoba. Well, what are you doing here?
I've been here for 16 years.
Oh, did you like the national anthem being played?
It was lovely.
Why are you listening to Triple M? Do you know anything of what we're talking about?
Just going to work.
Oh, wow.
What do you do for work, Cecilia?
HR.
Okay. And are you a Puma fan? Puma.
I am, yep.
You are. Right, and would you like to go to the rugby championships, Cecilia?
I would.
Okay. There are some logistical problems because when this happened, we went, oh, four men. We weren't thinking about a girl because we're rooming. Who are we rooming? The Argentinians rooming with the Australian and the New Zealanders rooming with the...
Maybe we have to find an Australian female we'll tomorrow room. If Cecilia gets through today.
Cecilia, speak to us in Argentina, say...
Something.
Something. I can't even think. Okay.
Can you count to 10, Cecilia?
Yes.
Go.
One, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
All right, you seem to be bona fide, eh? Okay, stand by. Right, stand the judging's by. About to take place because there's, oh, my God, Roberto from Wynnum. Hola.
Buenos dias.
Oh, buenos dias. Good day. Hello. What is buenos dias? Good day.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you remember the Falklands War?
The Malvinas, you mean?
Yes, yes, yes. They called it a different war.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are really an Argentinian?
Yes, I am.
Where in Argentina are you from, Roberto?
Well, that's funny because I'm also from Cordoba.
Oh, my God.
You're also from Cordoba?
Yes, from the city of Cordoba.
You're not Cecilia's husband, are you, Roberto?
No, I never knew there was a Cordoban in Brisbane.
We might start a Cordoban club. It'd be fairly exclusive to you and Cecilia. Roberto, what are you doing here in Brizzy? What brought you here?
Life, you know, I actually arrived in Sydney first, but a few years ago came to Brisbane.
Okay. All right. What do we get Roberto to say? I love Argentina.
Maybe, seeing as though Justin's not actually from Argentina, he just speaks Spanish, should we put Cecilia and Roberto on the line together and maybe they can have a Spanish conversation off? Can
we? Conversation.
Oh, here you are, two Cordobans.
Cecilia, meet Roberto. Yes. Roberto, Cecilia.
Hola, Roberto.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, vos.
Muy bien. Would you like us to go on?
Yeah, continue. Don't let us get in the way.
Are you both single or both attached?
Taken.
I've got a partner, yes.
Okay, well, if it falls over,
hesitated,
you know.
He hesitated, didn't he, Roberto?
Can we say, first up, let's get rid of Justin. Just say goodbye to him for 1 second. Justin, you've been very wonderful. Thanks, mate. Thanks. We did thought we'd need you.
We
appreciate the effort.
But Cecilia and Roberto,
we can only have one
converse away. Converse away.
No, we've got to make a decision here, okay. Margot.
I don't know. I'm not very good at this. I don't like picking.
Roberto, can you just go, Puma, Puma.
Pumas, los Pumas, vamos.
Vamos. Listen. Are you happy to go on Sunday? Do you really want to go to the rugby?
Well, if it's available, yes, but it's up to you.
Right. No, you've got to be more convincing than that, Roberto.
Go. Oh, okay. Yes, well, I've always gone to see Los Pumas, but, all this COVID just came too soon.
Roberto, you're going on Sunday, mate. Congratulations. I'm sorry, Cecilia. Actually, we'll put you two together at some stage.
Something
you can
could
build
happen
your clubhouse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations, Roberto.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Make your next Gold Coast getaway a starcation. Book now at thestargoldcoast.com.au. Yeah. We'll need an Aussie tomorrow.
We're getting fired next week, aren't we?
We may not make it until Friday.
I love the morning.
The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Triple M.
We're at the pointy end, Margo. We had to guess five voices after they got the jab. The little. Oh, well, let's play them.
What?
The concept was pretty simple. There was five celebrities all getting their vaccination, the jab, and you just had to simply tell us who they were.
People were good because this is tough. This could be anybody, celebrities from the sports world, politics, everything else.
Yes.
And we've already got four after only about 8 days or so.
Four have been unveiled, but we have one remaining celebrity who's proving to be a little difficult. Let's have a listen to them all again. Adrian from Wilston, you've obviously heard that a few times, I would like to assume.
Yes.
And
quite a bit.
Yep. You are aware of who the four celebrities are that have already been unveiled.
He's got to get them right, Adrian.
Yes, I've got those.
Go through them for us now before you reveal the fifth that no one else knows.
Okay, I've got Malcolm Turnbull.
Yes.
Warney.
Yes.
Margo.
Yes.
And John Bon Jovi.
All right, that's okay. Four out of four. And we gave a few hints away. Did you get any of the hints that we gave for the, which is the second voice, the female voice?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got the one yesterday, and then you guys just got the other one through this morning. And,
which other one?
The ones this morning, and your one gave it away, Marto, I reckon.
The big breasts.
Big boobs.
The big boobs. Especially.
Had you also taken notice of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, Adrian from Wilson thinks he knows who our final celebrity is yet to be unveiled. He's given us the four that we are aware of. Adrian,
this is for $5,000.
If you get this is $5,000. If you don't get it, we're going to go to the next person.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I reckon that's Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth. Okay.
Head
of the monarch. What were the clues?
Heads or tails.
What's that correlation there?
Oh, she's the head of the coins. Yeah. In Australia.
What was the other clue that you went with?
Oh, Marto's big breast.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
And Ashley, this morning on your first jab receivers, you had backing and pellets as well. I thought that was a little bit of a...
Oh, that was it. That was an unintended. Well, you've been listening for a few hours now, Adrian.
Did you hear the clue that we gave away yesterday, Mick Malloy's show?
I did hear it before, but I forgot that one.
Well,
well, that was the one that should have given it away, shouldn't it, Marto? Because it was, of course,
corgis,
and who has corgis and loves corgis? Yep. None other, but Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth Adrian from Wilston.
Excellent!
Congratulations!
That's unreal.
Oh my goodness!
Five grand. How will that immediately change your life, Adrian?
Oh, look, Marto. School holidays next week.
Of course.
The kids have done it hard in that last lockdown, so probably get away somewhere.
Hey, Adrian, what do you do? What do you do for a crust?
I'm a plumber, local plumber in Wilston there. It's,
you deserve everything, mate. Plumbers deserve everything they can get their hands on.
It's a shit of a job. Run your own business, Adrian.
Yes, small business, just myself.
Doing it tough. $5,000 is going to help you
Do you want
lot.
To hear the... Here's the Queen.
People have risen magnificently to the challenges of the year.
Adrian, you're a bit of a weirdo that you thought the Queen had large breasts. She's in her 90s, mate. Come on.
You and Marto are in a group together.
Hey, congratulations.
Well done, mate.
You've got $5,000. Thanks to Slacks Creek Respiratory Clinic and Shaler Park Vaccination Clinic to book your vaccination. Do you know what? We'll come back tomorrow and we'll do it again. There's another $5,000.
Tomorrow
morning, be listening from 5:30. Your chance to win another $5,000 from the Big Breakfast at Brisbane's Triple M.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.